Alhamdulillah, every person is aware that we have already commenced the Mubarak days and nights of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah. We have heard many discourses, many talks on the virtues of these nights. Allah has given us the tawfiq of gathering here tonight. It is only the kindness and fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has chosen weak servants and slaves of His like us to take His Mubarak name, to recite and listen to Surah Yasin Sharif, to recite the 40 durood, and now to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala bless us with the virtues and blessings of making ibadat in these nights. We are weak, we are unable to sit and stand up in ibadat the entire night. Rasulullah s.a.w. had mentioned whoever makes some ibadat during these 10 nights, for each night he makes ibadat during these nights of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, he gets a sawab of getting Laylatul Qadr night. Allah Ta'ala is so kind. Make the niyat, inshaAllah, that Allah Ta'ala blesses us with Laylatul Qadr. There is no specific ibadah to be made. Read tahajjud, tilawat. You don't have to read Surah Yasin. We read it. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has placed many blessings in Surah Yasin. Allah removes difficulties through the barakah of Surah Yasin. Allah Ta'ala elevates our problems. Allah Ta'ala removes the difficulties of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So many people have passed on the sawab of it, sent to the marhumeen. The many virtues of Surah Yasin, especially to recite it in the beginning of the morning, Allah Ta'ala fulfills the needs of the entire day. And of course, Friday also we increase the durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So at least we read some durood sharif, some dhikrullah we will make. May Allah Ta'ala make it part of some ibadat that Allah Ta'ala will accept and bless us with Laylatul Qadr night. These are very, very Mubarak nights, and as the days of the actual Qurbani, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah is approaching, then we should remember the beautiful lessons of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu salam, which we have been listening every single year in great detail from childhood days. We know the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Ismail alayhi salatu salam. And last Friday, we discussed the importance of Qurbani and the real spirit of Qurbani, the ruh of Qurbani. What is the real spirit of Qurbani? And we're not going to go into the details, but all of mashayikh have emphasized that it is to do with fana of the nafs. We are destroying this nafs of ours. We are annihilating this nafs of ours. And that is why we will find ulama mentioned that when we are placing the knife on the throat of the animal, then we should ponder and reflect and imagine that in reality we are placing the knife on the throat of our nafs. And we are cutting this nafs of ours. So we have different problems, maladies, spiritual sicknesses. Some of us have anger. Some of us have jealousy. Some of us have the disease of pride. Some of us do things for show and ostentation. Allah Ta'ala protect us. We have got so much of effort and so much of slaughtering to be done now. We have multiple diseases. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us these Mubarak days. Yes, in the hadith of Rasulullah, it is mentioned, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهَا التَّهْلِيلَ وَالتَّحْمِيدُ وَالتَّمْجِيدُ وَكَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Rasulullah says, increase in abundance, La ilaha illallah. The recitation of La ilaha illallah. Glorify Him, the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these Mubarak days. Just soon you'll be reading the takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Again, we are talking about the greatness of Allah. We are declaring the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the dhikr, what are we saying? La ilaha illallah. We say illallah, Allah, Allah. So the same lesson again. In dhikrullah, we are making nafi. We are negating the filth that has clogged our hearts. The same pride, jealousy. So the same thing in qurbani. From now we should program ourselves, ponder and reflect that when we are going to make the qurbani, we are going to make qurbani of that nafs of ours. And after that, making their qurbani, that anything that may just trigger our anger, and we become angry, then immediately ponder, but just now I slaughtered that anger that I had. If anything draws us towards some haram woman, or casting lustful glances at her, then just ponder. That just a few seconds, a few minutes ago, I had taken the knife and I placed it on the animal, and I pondered and reflected that I'm actually slaughtering this type of sickness that I have in my heart. And now why am I going back to it so quickly? If I was true to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if I really wanted to make fana of my nafs, then why am I slow becoming a slave of this nafs again? Why have I made this nafs which I have slaughtered, I subdued it, I slaughtered it, suddenly why am I becoming the slave of it and becoming making it my master again? May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Spiritually we are sick. And therefore we have to sincerely make tawbah, 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 istighfar all the time. We will continue crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will continue pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will always express our feebleness and our weakness, and that is the reality. Nobody can claim that he is a sage and he is pious. Allah Ta'ala knows exactly who is pious and who is not pious. Our job is to keep on tapping on the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And keep on fighting this nafs and shaitan. Subduing nafs and shaitan. Placing this knife on that nafs of ours. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to our rescue. Allah will assist us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely bring in our hearts the true ishq and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a beautiful qurbani. Allah accept our qurbani and all the hujjat. May Allah ta'ala accept the hajj. Very soon they'll be leaving for Mina, Muzdalifa, Arafat. They'll be stoning the shaitan there again. What is it? Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that shaitan is your enemy. Shaitan is your enemy. So while stoning the shaitan, every person, every haji, he reflects over his weaknesses and the very filthy life that he leads. And as he stones the shaitan, in reality he's making tawbah. He's turning his gaze towards Allah. And he's saying, this is the shaitan who always mislead. Of course, there's no shaitan, it's a stone. But it brings, it makes us reflect over the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is our creator, He is our nourisher. He is the only dhat and being who is worthy of being worshipped. We are stoning the shaitan, but just after the hajj, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has wiped out all our sins, and we return home like a newborn baby. But then again, we bring the shaitan back into our heart. We bring the same shaitan who we stoned, we bring the same shaitan back into our lives. And instead of reflecting on the verses of the Quran, we open the book of shaitan. When we follow the music of shaitan, and then we begin to look at pictures of shaitan. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. May Allah Ta'ala make our hifazat. There is no doubt, there is no doubt. We are going through very, very, very challenging times. And as the days will come closer to Qiyamah, the obstacles are more, the challenges are harder, the trials and tribulations are severe. But of course, we never lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves the believers. Allah Ta'ala opens doors for the believers. Allah gives the believers sukoon. Allah gives them the sakina. Allah guides them. Allah protects them. If they slip, Allah Ta'ala quickly picks them up again. And Allah gives them the tawfiq of making tawbah and running again towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till they leave this world in the condition that Allah is most pleased with them. Reflect on Khalilullah and Habibullah. Subhanallah. Rasulullah was Habibullah. Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah, we read Durush Sharif now. And you've seen all the durood with Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. And what was in every single Nabi of Allah, Adam alayhi salatu salam and Nuh alayhi salatu salam and Musa alayhi salatu salam, every single Nabi, the love of Allah ta'ala they had in their hearts. The obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were mad in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim Khalilullah, the bosom friend of Allah, he just hears a person glorifying Allah, praising Allah, hymning the praises of Allah. Subhana dhil izzati wal azmati wal kibriyai wal malakuti wal jabrut. And he falls unconscious. He pleads to the person, say this, repeat what you have said. And the person says, no, what are you going to give me? He said, I'll give you half my flock. And we know the incident. And then again, he hears the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beautiful qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he falls unconscious and he pleads to the person, say it again. He says, what will you give me? I'll give you the second half of my flock. And then again, the same thing happens and he pleads to the person, please. Now what will you give me? All your flock you have given to me. He says, I will become the shepherd of this flock then. And this person says that I am an angel sent by my Allah. Allah Ta'ala said, just take my name by my Khalil and see his reaction. When we hear the call towards Salah, when we hear the Adhan, let us be honest. Do we feel like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? Do we become like Rasulullah SAW and the Sahaba Ikram who left all other work they had and they hastened towards the masjid? Now is the meeting with our beloved. Or do we say, oh, it's already namaz time. Ma'ad Allah, Allah protect us. May Allah Ta'ala fill our hearts with His true muhabbat. May Allah cleanse and purify our hearts from all the spiritual maladies that we have in our hearts. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah.
Allah, 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 All صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين، ويا ذا القوة المتين، ويا راحم المساكين، ويا أرحم الراحمين. ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا غياث المستغيثين، يا راحم المساكين، يا أرحم الراحمين. يا الله forgive us all our sins. يا الله، يا الله ہم گنہگار ہیں، سیاکار ہیں. يا الله forgive us for every single sin that we committed. My Allah. Major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly, the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, in our offices, in our schools, in our madrasas, even in our masajid. My Allah. يا الله forgive us for every single guna that we have committed. My Allah. يا الله forgive us for disobeying you. My Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for not worshipping you how you ought to be worshipped, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for becoming slaves of our nafs. Ya Allah, forgive us for becoming slaves of our passions and desires. Ya Allah, forgive us for obeying our nafs, my Allah, and for obeying shaitan, your enemy, my Allah. Ya Allah, change our conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, change our conditions. Make us become good people, my Allah. Make us become naik and salih, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become, Ya Allah, purify our hearts, my Allah. Make us mu'mineen, muslimin, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us muttaqeen, my Allah. Make us, Ya Allah, from the muqarrabeen, my Allah. Those who are close ones to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us from those who are maqbooleen, those who are accepted by you, my Allah. Ya Allah, shower your mercy upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilon ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Cleanse and purify our hearts. Shine our hearts, my Allah, with your nur, my Allah. Remove the batil we have in our hearts, my Allah. Remove the ghairullah we have in our hearts, my Allah. Remove the muhabbat of dunya we have, my Allah. The shahwat we have, my Allah. The hubbi jah we have. The love for fame, my Allah. The anger, the pride, the jealousy, my Allah. The malice that we have in our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, shine our hearts again, my Allah. Make our hearts, Ya Allah, become, Ya Allah, full of noor, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our tongues be moist with your dhikr, my Allah. And tilawat of the Quran and Majid, my Allah. With making tawbah and istighfar, reciting durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us all naik and salih, my Allah. ہم سب کو صلحاء بنا. Ya Allah, make us اتقیاء and ابرار, my Allah. Make us be pious servants now, my Allah. Far too long, we are, Ya Allah, we have lived filthy lives, my Allah. In these Mubarak days, my Allah. These Mubarak nights, my Allah. Which you have given us again, my Allah. Ya Allah, it reminds us of, Ya Allah, of the last nights of Ramadan, my Allah. When we were searching for Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, here we don't have to search for Laylatul Qadr. And you give us the reward of Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have hardly made any ibadat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are already tired, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to bahut kamzor hai. Ya Allah, in our ibadat also we are kamzor, my Allah. In obeying you, we are kamzor, my Allah. Ya Allah, in fulfilling your rights, we are kamzor, my Allah. We are full of deficiencies, full of shortcomings, my Allah. Full of weaknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, we just brag, my Allah. Ya Allah, we just boast, my Allah. Ya Allah, lekin hum buzdil hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are cowards, my Allah. We have got nifaq in our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Strengthen our iman, my Allah. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. يا الله, we have read in the Quran, in the Hadith. يا الله, we have read in the Kitabs, my Allah, of people who have become your ushaq, your lovers, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the taste of that love, my Allah. Ya Allah, include us in the list of your lovers, my Allah. Don't make us be amongst, Ya Allah, those who are lovers of shaitan. Don't make us be amongst those who worship shaitan. Don't make us become amongst those who obey shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us amongst those who worship their nafs, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove us from all those things, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that bond with you, my Allah. The ta'alluq with you, my Allah. The connection with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that ma'iyyat-e khasa with you, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we've got so many needs and so many hajat, my Allah. Ya Allah, needs of this world and needs of the akhirat, my Allah. Fulfill all our needs, my Allah.
يا قاضي الحاجات يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات يا الله there are so many brothers and sisters my Allah who've got يا الله who are suffering some diseases my Allah some sickness some ill health my Allah so many have got financial problems my Allah so many are مقروز my Allah they've got debts upon their heads my Allah they are unable to pay those debts my Allah there's so many have got domestic problems my Allah there's so many have got social problems my Allah there's so many have got drug problems my Allah there's so many have got different problems my Allah ya Allah there are so many have got court cases my Allah there's so many who are innocent ya Allah yet they are being accused my Allah ya Allah remove our difficulties my Allah remove our musibat ya Allah remove all the bala and afat on our heads my Allah and from the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ya Allah create peace and unity amongst the ummat my Allah ya Allah remove the zalimin my Allah ya Allah make there be peace in those countries where there is war taking place my Allah ya Allah make us become practical Muslims my Allah ya Allah make us have the good akhlaq the noble akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Ya Allah, do not make us give Islam a bad image, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us become the means of people turning away from Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become beacons of hidayat and guidance, my Allah. Ya Allah, through us, Ya Allah, make billions of people come into the fold of Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us show the world Islam is a peace-loving religion, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our needs, our jais, tamanna and murad, my Allah. Remove and dispel our difficulties, my Allah. Give all of us good health, my Allah. Allahumma aafina fi ajsadina. Allahumma rzuqna as-sihha wal aafiyah. Give us good health. Bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat. May Allah protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the dhulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, all those who have passed on, they've left this world, my Allah. Family, friends, mashayikh, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Give all the marhumeen, Ya Allah, jannatul firdaus. Give the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us shahadat in your path. Maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Burial in jannatul baqi, my Allah. In the condition that you are most pleased with us, my Allah. How you are pleased with sahabai kiram, my Allah. Become pleased with us, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah. The Khudi Kothur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to cross Pusirat with the speed of lightning, my Allah. Make our good deeds outweigh our bad deeds when it will be weighed, my Allah. Make us be amongst those who will be successful, my Allah. Make us be amongst those, Ya Allah, who will be under your shade on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the horrors of Qiyamah, my Allah. Protect us from the azab of the qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from Jahannam, my Allah. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Give us Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Give us the highest of ranks in Jannat, my Allah. Make our home be such, my Allah. That when we open our doors, my Allah, we are in front of the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are his neighbors in Jannat, my Allah. We will be in his company in Jannat, my Allah. Bless us with the bounties in Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, more especially, Ya Allah, the bounty of seeing you in Jannat, my Allah. Don't deprive any one of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, our parents, our wives, our children, my Allah. Our progeny, my Allah. Our musallis, our mutalliqeen, our mashayikh, our students, our friends, our relatives, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Eh, mere mawla, eh, mere aqa. Ya Allah, the days of qurbani have come, my Allah. Help us to place his knife on our nafs, my Allah, and slaughter our nafs, my Allah. Help us to make fana of our nafs, my Allah. Accept the qurbani that we will make on the day of qurbani, my Allah. Accept every person's sacrifice, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have not yet, Ya Allah, made any intention to make that sacrifice as yet, my Allah, despite it becoming wajib on them, give them the tawfiq of making their qurbani, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them the tawfiq of making their qurbani, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever needs we have regarding our children, Ya Allah, fulfill our needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those requested duas, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all the jais amanna as well. Hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool farma. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.